This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
More individuals are gathering for the George Floyd Memorial Service. North Central University, it's a small Christian college in Minneapolis. Dan, we were just talking, not that different from services, funerals, memorials, other events where people are walking in and some music is in the background as you walk in. Once they begin the service itself, we will carry that right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. It was last Friday, well, the day before, we were talking about guests and who would be some of the right people to talk to after the murder of George Floyd. R.T. Rybak made a lot of sense to both of us. Former mayor of Minneapolis for 12 years. Normally very direct in his comments. Frequent guest of the show. And the type of person you can ask questions to and you get a response. I will say on that same interview, and I'll get to the part which has drawn so much attention, when I asked him his reaction to Jacob Frey and Tim Walz about their leadership and had they done enough to protect Minneapolis at the time, RT backed away from those answers. When I think it was crystal clear they had not done enough. And by Saturday, they completely changed their approach. I still think that is inexcusable why those efforts were not stronger with law enforcement on Wednesday, Thursday, and then later that day. And you're allowed to do that, by the way, while respecting peaceful protests. You're allowed to do that without targeting media members while acknowledging the extenuating circumstances and the difficulty of it. So in that part, I thought RT walked away from answers. And I thought that was partisan by RT. On Bob Kroll, he couldn't have been more clear on the broad strokes. Says it's cancer on the department, cancer on the community, and is a racist. Go back and listen to it. It's like a lot of our interviews with Mike Osterholm when people are doing some cherry picking. I encourage you, WCCRadio.com/chat. More than just the soundbite. I had somebody I respect immensely in this town reach out to me last couple days on Rybak and Harto. Because Jhené Harto backed up RT 100%. Jhené Harto had not said a thing, reacted to our interview through Twitter, agreed to come on Monday, did, and now has been more outspoken elsewhere. To RT Rybak, I asked, can you give me some specific examples? Same thing I asked Jhené Harto. To me, there have been well-documented examples where people have raised racism, including the chief of police right now, Madaria Arredondo, where $745,000 was paid out for comments related to Bob Kroll. Of course, as standard, no acknowledgement. You know, we're going to pay this, but we're not going to acknowledge our responsibility. That's standard operating procedure the law. On that same show that Friday, Keith Ellison showed an example of when he was elected, where Bob Kroll said, "We've elected a terrorist." There are other examples. To act like no one has reported examples of Bob Kroll and racism, and he pushes back on him, and he defends him, and he's allowed to do it, but to act like no one else has raised it, and if you're saying that in any format, including on this radio station, you're knowingly lying. Now, I think Ryback and Hartow and Jhené Hartow should have been more direct and more specific in their answers. I've also said repeatedly on Liz Collin, Dan, you know Liz better than me. I know Liz. I think maybe I've had two interactions with Liz outside of just interviews. Hello, how are you? That's right. It. On our show, half dozen times. On the station, a lot. My point has been, Liz Collin is allowed to do her job, in my opinion, as long as she is not directly reporting on the Minneapolis Police Department. That's a line CCO cannot cross. Until this became an even bigger story with Liz, Liz was respected by a lot of people in this business. I cannot say everyone because I don't know that. But now the association with her husband has caused people to say she's corrupt. CCO TV is corrupt, and they have no credibility until they fire her. Somebody's going to show me how that's allowed legally, by the way. They're in a union over there, correct, right?
Yes, they are.
You can fire someone. By the way, I'm not exactly a big defender of our union. I think I made that point a lot.
Maybe once or twice, yeah.
Much to my problems with both sides. So I'll say it again. I wish we didn't have a union at WCC Radio. I wish more people were judged more on their merits. I also understand a lot of other people would not be paid and would not have their jobs without the protection of a union, that our country would be in a different position without unions. I'm saying for me at this point with WCC Radio, it's my opinion we'd be better off without it. But tell me how it's allowed with a union to fire someone because you think their husband is abhorrent in his work at his job. I must have missed that. RT Ryback is a person I enjoy interviewing. Makes news. I wasn't looking. I had no idea what he was going to say when we interviewed him. It's not like he had already put out there cancer and a racist. He said it to us, and that's caused the reaction in the endless interviews he's been a part of. RT Today on Twitter. WCCO TV has now said reporter anchor Liz Collin did not report on her husband Bob Kroll for 2.5 years. Not good enough. Exclamation point. When she was their cop reporter, did she ever interview him? When did the relationship start? Did he ever leak information to her? With what slant? Well, there's a picture of her interviewing him. I have no idea if they were in a relationship at that time. If they were, that was an ethical violation, should not have happened. She's been with CCO a long time before they started dating and in a relationship of merit. If she has stepped away from direct coverage, then you know what? I think WCCO TV should put a statement out and say, Liz is not covering this story at this time. We realize this is the central focus of what is taking place. But Liz has been, and they can use any words they want, an exemplary journalist, a host, a reporter, and defender. Because I'm sorry, a lot of the folks who are saying, well, if you're married to somebody, you have to be in lockstep. Where are they at with Kellyanne Conway and George Conway? Because a lot of these folks are left to center, and they get to be. They can't get enough of George Conway tweaking his wife. They can't get enough of George Conway ripping the president. I think Bob Kroll should step down. But the union gets to make that decision. I also get to have my opinion. I think there's a pattern with Bob Kroll where the Minneapolis Police Department would be better without him. Bob Kroll's not coming on this show. He's made that clear to various people. Apparently, this show is taking some blame for having people coming on. He gets to feel that way. I feel terrible that his wife's receiving this onslaught. I don't think people should be showing up at his house. None of that, all that pales in comparison to George Floyd. If anybody thinks for 1 second this show has not come out and hasn't been incredibly strong on what was a murder that we saw and charges and the lack of justice that happens towards African Americans on a everyday basis in this country, it is grotesque. It is a sin. It is embarrassing. It is unforgivable, whether it's through interaction with police, whether it's through interaction with people when they're walking through their neighborhoods. It is repugnant that it is still happening. But you're also allowed to have nuanced conversations. I heard Rashini Rajkumar on with Corey Heppelid today. I'll give Rashini credit. She acknowledged multiple times that she is very good friends with Liz Collin and Bob Kroll. So she's going to be more passionate about it. I don't think she's objective about it because I don't think most of us would be objective about people. And if you're talking about the close friends. She said RT Ryback has a vendetta against Bob Kroll. I'd like to know what her proof is of vendetta. RT also has to accept responsibility for the time he was mayor. No doubt about it. Janae Harto has to accept responsibility when she was the police chief. But the endless cheap shots at Liz Collin, as someone who I barely know, bugs me. Direct your energy at Bob Kroll. If you can show me specific examples when they were in a relationship, let alone married, when she went and was putting out too much of the side of the union, I'll report it all day long. But it's just too easy on the cheap shot. And just, again, be consistent on this one. All right, you chime in. I've been filibustering long enough.
I mean, don't argue with anything that you said. I've dealt with Liz on and off for over the last probably 6-7 years, just with our relationship with WCCO Television. So, and in every interaction I've dealt with her, I found her to be a kind person, a reasonable person, and somebody who's a darn good reporter. And I don't expect that there be any ethical issues with her whatsoever. I think she's smart enough and savvy enough to know that if she's going to enter into that relationship, that she no longer can report on Minneapolis Police Department matters. And I've seen no evidence to otherwise.
And if there is, we'll show it. And oh, by the way, if people want to come back on this, I get it when people think, well, of course you're saying that because it's WCC Radio and they're WCC TV. Anybody who's listened to me for the last 30 years knows I am not afraid of calling out where I work. I think sometimes people are fraudulent about that when they pay you and they tell you to have strong opinions, but when we're in the news, stick your head in the sand. I don't do that. But in this case, Entercom purchased WCC Radio multiple years ago and CBS still owns WCCO TV. So we are not owned by the same companies, but I would have said the same exact words if they were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.